Frank Mylar, who's the attorney that was hired by USIP on the notice of claim.
I saw those emails and I could not make exactly heads or tails.
He would like to meet and discuss strategy. He can meet with just Chad and I, but he said it might be beneficial to have you guys there, and I think it would be.
Here or somewhere else?
Well, that's what we're trying to figure out, is when and where we can meet with him. So I was going to ask him if he could come up on a Tuesday, because that seems to be the day that you guys are all here.
Just not next Tuesday.
Well, that's what I couldn't remember. You were going to miss one. I couldn't remember if it was next week or the week after.
Next week.
So if there's another time that...
Well, I don't have to be here. I mean, I can either... There's a chance I could call in or I can get caught up. I don't want to delay anything to do with that.
Well, I don't know that he's necessarily in a hurry, but we do want to take the time to meet.
Yeah, I agree. I think Tuesdays is the best time to do it.
Okay, I'll just ask him Tuesdays
following week with the one after.
Yeah, I've already kind of drafted one that just asked if he could come up here on a Tuesday, and I'll just leave it at that instead of proposing specific Tuesdays.
And if there's any exigency, have it. I mean,
okay.
Trust these guys as good judgment.
What about our bad judgment?
I haven't seen it.
Oh.
Thanks for that, Jack.
Might have been different judgment than mine, but I won't say that.
Okay, that was it.
Do we have any minutes to sign, or not minutes, a voucher?
I haven't received any. Do you print them?
Oh,
and we can.
There's
okay.
Yeah.
Well, we've approved them, so
yeah.
We can.
Just need to be signed.
Is there a motion to?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Before we do, did the sheriff have anything he wanted to speak to us about while we're in? Anything. As a department, and you've sat through this whole meeting between the two of you. I am going to delay us a moment, as it occurred to me as I looked up, about EMS, and if that's what Travis wants to talk about, that's...
Well, I was just going to mention that we finally got things in order to start a class, so you know, if I can get that contract, hopefully by the end of next week, if that's possible. So that we can have a meeting prior to, so that we can get the ball rolling here as quickly as possible. The tentative date is they'll be out here on the 6th to start paperwork.
6th of?
April. And the official class will start on the 13th.
What class is this?
EMT.
The basic EMT class.
Good. Will it all be over here?
It'll be over here.
Okay, and how often?
That'll be it. Kind of laid out that on the 6th, on the way things are going to roll out, first couple weeks they'll be here every other week, because it's mainly self-study. They've got 10 chapters to get through, which basically from the time that they get their books will be done, which will be on the 6th. They can go through those 10 chapters, one chapter a night, basically taking off, you know, Saturday if they wanted or whatever day they choose, and they can still get it all done. Then once they're through those 10 chapters, because then they'll be going through and doing chapters and then practicing.
Test practicals.
They'll be coming up. We've tentatively set it for Saturday's full day of doing the practical stuff, but they're pretty open to changing that if we need to fit what the individuals in the class need.
How long do you expect it to last? Roughly.
About 8 weeks.
Okay.
Do you have quite a few interested then?
Over here.
I need to go through the list again and see if they're still interested or not. We had, at one point, 12 people that said they were interested, but...
See if they still are.
Yeah. We can't put all 12 of those in there, so...
Well, how many spaces do you have?
Do you remember what we had set aside? I have it written down. I can't remember. It was either 10 or 12.
I was thinking it was 10, but...
That's what I... Seems to... At 10,000, we can put 9 people in.
Okay.
That should be great if that happened.
Well, we had a good experience last night, or bad, depending on your point of view, of lack of personnel to cover Browns Park on a call out, that, and not just because I helped, but just the fact that there's not a trained and running ambulance over there in Dutch John right now for lack of personnel.
So are some of these people from Dutch John then?
I have got one that's 50-50 in Dutch John.
We gotta do some pushing. And the only one close is not a whole lot further away than you are in Manila, over in Clay Basin.
Clay Basin.
Which was helpful for Browns Park. But not if he has to drive the ambulance himself too. So start recruiting is from us, anyone?
Yeah, if you can get the word out, have them get in touch with me.
Okay.
Should we put something on the website, put a news flash or something? To
touch bases with the owner, view up some flyers too, so if you're going to start a flyer done up, if you wanted to take the information off there, put it on the website.
Well, I can scan the flyer too, or use the digital version and have it as an attachment to the announcement so there's more detail. That'll post it. It'll post it to the Facebook as well, so once we do that, so.
Thank you for your service, both of you.
Yeah.
All in favor of recessing? Or no?
Adjourning?
How about adjourning?
Okay, I'll make a motion again.
Again. I'll listen to it again. And we had a second, or do we need one? I guess we're adjourned.
Oh,
I don't know. Acclamation. Thank you, gentlemen.